The effort that was made along the way is, to me, a major part of the story of this painting and why it has so much meaning.
Hi there, it's WAMC News Director Ian Pickus. And on this episode of the WAMC News Podcast, we bring you an unusual and special story for the 4th of July holiday. Well, back in May, a portrait of a late World War II soldier was returned to its family after it was unknowingly stored for decades in an upstate New York home. My colleague Lucas Willer, WAMC's Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief, brings us this story from SUNY Cobleskill.
My name's Robert Nixon. I go by Rob. Aunt Flo was 99 when she died, passed away. She ended up going into Robinson Terrace, first assisted living place, independent living, and she stayed there for about 3 years. And one day she said, "You know, Rob, I'm getting too old." And my wife, Kay, said, "I'm getting too old. You need to sell the house. You need to get rid of all my stuff." She said, "I really don't care about it." She says, "I'm here." So we said, "Okay." So we came up from Florida, and we went ahead and started going through her basement and her house, and she had notes all over the place, little sticky notes everywhere. But anyway, we were cleaning out the basement, and we ended up finding the painting. And I said, "Boy, this is really a nice painting." Kay goes, yeah, it is. I said, "You know, we really need to find out who this painting is. Let's take it over to Flo and see if she recognizes." So we grabbed the painting, went into Robinson Terrace and had the painting in our hand. And we said, "Flo, do you know who this is?" And she goes, "Yeah, that's George White's." And I go, okay, all right, that's good. I said, Was he a friend of yours?" "Oh yeah. He worked in a milk inspector in Cobleskill." And I go, "Okay." I said, "He was in the war." Yep. That's all I got out of her. That was it. So I said, "Okay." So we put the painting away, and then we started our hunt for George White's.
My name is Gary White's. I'm George's son. George had three children. I'm the oldest. My dad had gone to officer's candidate school, graduated as a second lieutenant. During the war, he eventually ended up as a first lieutenant. He was, I know that he landed at Utah Beach on D-Day plus five, which is not D-Day. And he was in the quartermaster corps. He spent time in France and Belgium.
I got on my phone, typed in George White, Cobleskill. I finally got a hit, and on the class of 1937, George White's, you know how they have all of these hundreds of names, and it's buried down there, and there's little highlighted George White's, class of 37. Kay came out of Walmart, and I said, "Hey, I think we got a lead on the painting." And she goes, "Really?" I said, she says, "He was a graduate of Cobleskill?" And I said, "Yeah, maybe they can help us. Maybe we'll find the owner." So we had to go back to Richfield, find the painting, get the painting, come back, and we walked up to Knapp Hall and banged on the door, and there was John. He was there, and I said, "Well, we got this painting." And he said, "Oh, yeah, I would love to help you find." I said, "I think we might have a link here." And he goes, "We'll take it from here." And I'm like, "Phew, finally, somebody's going to help us in this endeavor."
So I'm Kate Weaver. I work in the advancement office. And I got back from lunch, and John says, "I got a little task I want you to work on." So I said, "I'm on it." And I'm intrigued by little mysteries and investigations. And I knew I couldn't spend tons of time on it, but, you know, it certainly wasn't an easy search. I, like Rob, had tried George White's, Cobleskill, George White's, whatever I could think of. And there are several George White's out there, and nothing seemed to really lead somewhere, but I kept stashing this information and stashing it away, and one day I'm thinking to myself, "Oh my gosh, Thanksgiving is coming." And I had it in my brain, this was going to be done by the holidays, this was going to be home. I thought, what do we know for sure? And I went back and I found him in the yearbook, that same 1937 yearbook, and I see Pine Island, New York, and I said, okay, he's from Pine Island. Maybe somebody in Pine Island still knows the Whites family. So I reach out on the internet and I type in Pine Island, New York, and I thought, Historical Society, they would care about this. And up came Drowned Lands Historical Society, and they had a Facebook page. And I messaged, and it was too much to put in a message, and I just said, I have something really important. I hope somebody will contact me. And literally overnight, I heard back from them, send us more information. And there was just a dozen sleuth historians on the task. And one of their members really gave the key. I don't know where she got it from, but she said, yeah, George went on, he got married, and he has at least one son, Gary, and he's in Pennsylvania, and here's a possible phone number.
I originally got a phone call from Kate Weaver. I was in a particularly foul mood that day, and I had assumed it was someone that was going to send me an extended warranty on one of my vehicles. And I usually don't answer the phone, because, I mean, we all get four or five of these a day. Kate said, in a very humble, meek way, are you Gary White's? And my first response is, why do you want to know? And she said, well, was your father's name George White's? And I said, yes. Now, the average person selling me something wouldn't really probably know that. And then she said, did he go to Cobleskill? And I had known that my dad had attended Cobleskill Agricultural School. His father was an onion farmer in the Pine Island area, the Black Dirt area, which is, is probably one of the best places in the world for farming. And she said, did he go to Cobleskill? And I was under the impression that he may have gone after World War II with the GI Bill. I was wrong. He was a graduate of 1937. So one thing led to another. She said, Gary, I have a painting. I think it's your father. I said, well, Kate, I'll be home in half an hour. Why don't you send me an email? I'll check it. If it's him, I'll let you know. If not, I'll let you know. I'll give you the straight story. Got home. I said, that's my dad. I said, look, I'll pay whatever it costs for you people to ship it properly to me in the Poconos. Kate volunteered her boss, John Zacharek. He said, well, John will drive it to you. I said, well, that's crazy. That's 3.5 hours away. So we agreed to meet in my hometown of Middletown, New York, which is probably midway for both of us. The portrait is of my father in his World War II uniform.
When I started researching, I spoke to my friend Matt, who's very much into history, and he told me, actually, that it was customary for soldiers when they arrived in Europe to have paintings done like this and shipped home to friends and family. Mm-hmm. He actually has one of his grandfather from the war, and, mm-hmm. and I was a little surprised. I love going to flea markets and antique sales and that, and it was something that's never stood out in my mind to see paintings like this, but then again, probably families hold on to these, too.
It could have very well been done when he came ashore in Europe. When you go to France, when you go to Paris, you'll see people on the street painting pictures. It seems to be better than that. It certainly doesn't seem to be like a 10-minute caricature to painting. So I honestly am not sure of the provenance of that painting.
She kept everything, and it was like behind an old dresser or something. It was back in the corner. It wasn't displayed in her house. It was down in the basement. We went through some of her personal things in the home, and we found a picture of her and George. It was dated December 1945. The snow was up to here, and they were very happily standing there. He was in the same uniform that you see now. It looked like they were going out on a date. And it said, Flo Govern, George White's, December 1945. She had her heart broken a couple of times, and I think that might have been, you know, just the times, you know, and so she never did marry. So I'm not really sure what went on, but we can leave it up to everybody's imagination, but the picture of them together looked like
very
they
nice.
Were very happy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rob, you mentioned that Flo loved to dance.
I mean,
and we're thinking about a time period where dances were an extremely popular pastime.
The big band era.
My dad loved to dance.
Oh, good. There's a big connection.
Loved the big band era.
Yep.
We grew up with listening to big band music in our house.
And her being in Stanford and the college being here so close, perhaps they had connected.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm sure. I can just hear Benny Goodman mm-hmm. and all those guys, you know, they're really mm-hmm. probably having a great time.
Mm-hmm. For me, it's such an honor and a privilege to have this painting in my house. One thing that we went through with my brother and sister, I will have the painting, and that was up for discussion, which is why it's not framed, because I just realized that I'm going to be the one that has the painting, and now we'll decide where it's going to be and how we're going to frame it. I cannot believe the amount of effort that the Nixons, that Kate Weaver, and John Zacharek put into this to try to track us down and find us, and I've relayed to them on multiple occasions. I could see where somebody would find a picture like this and go, you know, we can probably get 20 bucks by putting this in a flea market and selling it. The effort that was made along the way is, to me, a major part of the story of this painting and why it has so much meaning and will always remain in my home for the rest of our lives. And that just is it's more than icing on the cake. It's really the story behind the painting, which to me is probably the most impressive part of this entire endeavor.
I didn't bring this up before, but that was not the only painting I found in the cellar. There was another one of another soldier. And Kate, you got a job. It's still in the camp, and it's staring at me like, help me. And I don't know where to take it from here, but we found two.
And following that meeting at SUNY Cobleskill in May, Gary Weitz believes the second portrait found by Rob Nixon is also of his late father, George. Well, that does it for this episode of the WAMC News Podcast. Thanks to Lucas Willard for that great story, and thanks to you for listening. Till next time, I'm Ian Pickus.